This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk, the most entertaining, exciting, and sometimes informative show on earth. But this one is very informative. We're talking about the Murdoch trial. We just finished hour one. Just hold on to your seats. You know, in radio, you try to push things along. Things go fast. You're supposed to push things along so you keep engaged as a listener. Let me tell you, if you're not engaged in this Murdoch trial that we're talking about, we can't keep you engaged. But it gets better and better, as in legally and as lawyers. I know it sounds weird to say better, but as lawyers, we look at evidence, we look at strategy, and it's getting more and more interesting.
You know, the thing is, they're going on, the 14th day of trial?
Yes.
And so this has been going for a while. And there are so many twists and turns. You know that there's going to be a movie made about this.
Oh, for
there
sure.
has to be.
For
and
sure.
Already, I'm disappointed with the movie. And it hasn't even been made because there is no possible way that they're going to be able to include all of these twists and turns. Otherwise, if it's a movie, it'll be a five-hour movie.
Probably one of those multi-episode things on like a streaming show or something.
Yeah, they can do that, and then they'll hire a bunch of actors to come in and do that, big-name actors who think that the sum total of their acting is because they can imitate what the person is, as opposed to actually acting. That was a little actor side note critique that I had about the whole O.J. Simpson thing.
Tell us how you really
thing.
Feel.
It was like, oh, good Lord.
But, yeah, I think you're right, Cal. I think it could be a TV series.
Yeah.
Like a 10.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Downton Abbey, like,
yeah.
Let's get on board, start getting the production handling. Let's go.
Wow. Well, I hope we update our listeners a little bit on the judge's decision about the financial things, because that could have turned badly for the judge, and it could have made this trial a whole different animal.
That judge walked a very fine line,
absolutely.
And I thought did a great job in the way that he ruled.
I do.
And he's the financial CFO of the company, what he testifies to.
Yeah.
And there's a she and there's a he, isn't there?
Well, the
best friend.
With another law firm that would set up annuities.
Gotcha, the annuities guy. That's what I'm saying. The guy that does the annuities, that's what I'm saying, the financial. But then the other financial person is a woman, and we're going to talk about her. Denise is going to get into that.
Mm-hmm.
This Murdoch trial is just, and then we left it off, just so you know, we're now going to talk about very first thing, what the defense is going to say with all this, quote, supposed damning evidence against the defendant that the housekeeper found when she showed up to the cabin, or whatever you call it, the cabin up there. This is, and boy, do they turn it on its ear. Good lawyering. Oh, we just get excited about this. That's what we're doing. If you want to call in at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. Remember, we're not giving legal advice. We're just talking generally about this case and other cases. Seek legal counsel. Do not use us as any form of authority. We are entertaining you right now. We're also going to talk about an interesting breastfeeding case. Erica Jane, the husband of Tom Girardi. Man, we're talking about lawyers like crazy now, aren't we?
By the way, there was a semicolon between the breastfeeding case and then talking about Erica Jane and Tom Girardi. That is not the breastfeeding case. Those are two separate cases.
Much to the chagrin of many people listening to the broadcast.
Wow, Erica Jane and Tom Girardi did what? No,
wow.
They're different cases.
Yes. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't do the pause. I'm a non-pauser. Chico, we're talking about a murder case that decades later. Let me see the non-pauser again.
Yeah, Fred Penny, non-pauser.
Non-pause. Oh, my gosh. We're going to talk about a Rust case. And most of all, people are here for one thing, Cal. They just want to come listen to you try to trick us on Case or No Case.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
And occasionally, I do. The year is 1997. Tom Brainerd just opened up Tom's Discount Barn in Harlan Lake, Minnesota. Brand new store. And he had just finished, he just got a big consignment of crock pots from Target, a closeout. So he stacked them up in the aisleway. They were heavy. And right in front of it was a sign that says, do not touch, ask for assistance. So one day a child was walking by this stack of crock pots. And they fell on the child, causing serious injury, a broken arm and a broken sternum. Almost immediately after getting medical treatment, the child's mother ran to an attorney to see if she could sue for damages. Yes, in this most simple case or no case, she wanted to know how soon she could get some money out of Tom Brainerd. So, Todd Kunin, what do you think? Case or no case?
I don't know, Cal. You make this one sound like it's such a no-brainer.
That's what I said.
It's you know, I don't know. It's because it seems so simple that, you know, when Cal says something that seems so simple, most like one of two scenarios, okay? We have three potential. One of two. Either it is just an off-the-wall, oh, my gosh, I thought that one side would win, but the other side ended up winning. And
by the way, here's your Psychology 101 class that he's about ready to go into. Keep going.
Or
so either it is so off-the-wall the way it was set up that you're just shocked that it went the other way, or, second one, it's just not a case. And so that's the, golly, I mean, if you've got a stack and it says, please ask for us, don't touch without asking for assistance, or whatever the sign was. You know, you have to assume that the kid can read. And still, if it's a dangerous situation, you know, your little sign, if it's been there for a while, is you know, not going to necessarily save you. I think that this is not a case. It might be a scenario, but I'm going no case on this one, Cal.
Fair enough, Todd. Thank you. Denise, Dirks, what say you?
How old was the
Eight.
Child? Eight?
Eight.
Yeah, he would have to read. Darn it, I was hoping he was four.
Well, it is Minnesota. No, okay.
Oh,
no.
Where's you got to hit a ping.
It's a joke.
You got to learn to follow
well,
that
well,
up.
Well, it is Minnesota. And so, oh, therefore, yeah. Okay, right. Yeah.
What was the sign? It was do not touch, ask assistance.
Yes, ask for assistance.
And the kid's probably like, I don't know who ask for assistance is, but I know I didn't touch her.
I want that crock pot, yeah.
But I do know what happens when you assume.
Mm. Oh, yes, so, that is true.
You ask for assistance, yeah.
you know what? Dang it, I don't want to follow suit with Todd, so I'm going to say...
She hates that, Todd.
I'm going to say that in Minnesota, if you have... Minnesota. That you have... If you have a warning sign and somebody doesn't abide by that sign, that they are going to be precluded from getting money. So I'm going to say it's a case... And the boy wins. The boy loses. The boy's mother loses.
Mr. Brainerd, Tom's Discount Barn wins, you say. Fred Penny, what say you on this matter of case?
I'm going to disagree with both of these individuals about the notice issue. You're talking about the notice. Look, Tom has actual knowledge that children come around and knock things over, touch things. They don't read things. An 8-year-old, 7-year-old's not going to read. Don't touch this. You know, it's going to be the opposite. Oh, okay, I'm going to touch it. You know, so he had knowledge of that, you know, prior to this. I'm sure this is, so the answer is that he's 8 years old, he can read it, I don't agree with. He still has liability in that area. But I'm going to come back and tell you, I got Denise Dirks time now. I'm going to tell you what I think when I come back from the break. And then we'll do that quickly and then get right into the Murdoch stuff. So.
All right. Tom's Discount Barn, does he win or lose? Does the crock pot caper? Who comes out on top? After this on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. This is Radio Law Talk. We'll be right back.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Are you having a difficult time getting in and out of your old bathtub? Here's a new, affordable idea to consider. When you bought your home years ago, you had a traditional bathtub, and you put a shower curtain in it, and it lasted for years. But now, maybe you or your mom is having difficulty getting in and out of a high-step tub. For some people, that can be an accident waiting to happen. If you or one of your parents is in this situation, and you don't want to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, call Steve at Senior Safety Pro Tub to Shower today. They can help you convert any old bathtub into a walk-in shower, in some cases under $2,000, in about a week. It's simple, beautiful, and priced just right. Call Steve right now for your free consultation. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. That's 800-832-1549.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop whining.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
So what happened last week was Cal was at Target. There's a bunch of crock pots. He knocked things over. He went over to grab one. Donna says, "That's good. We need a new crock pot." They went everywhere. And he's like, "I'm going to make a case or no case." Cal, this is a great scenario, but it's not a case.
Crock or no crock?
It's a crock caper. It's what it is. Okay, so here's the thing. Remember, the year was 1997, and Mr. Brainerd opened up the discount barn, Tom's Discount Barn, with state-of-the-art technology. surveillance cameras. Mm-hmm. Mr. Brainerd had just installed surveillance camera and video system, and they caught the 8-year-old child and his sister to climb the mountain of crockpots. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and climb, she said. Climb, climb, climb.
Yeah.
And down they came. Mr. Brainerd made a CD of the video and sent it to the lawyer who had written him the demand letter. Came the reply, Tom, sorry to have wasted your time. There could have been a case, but there was not.
It was a situation, but no case.
So no case.
That was a good one, though. That was good surveillance of the kids. But you know what, though? Between you and I, if the lawyer would have pursued it, the lawyer could have argued, yes, Tom, the video surveillance, that's exactly what the kids were doing, but you knew kids would do that, and you had knowledge that this is a situation that would occur. You put a dangerous condition out there, and by the way, there are situations where it's like a, quote, ready for this? Attractive nuisance.
Yeah, and I think sometimes people try to avoid liability by saying, well, I put up a sign, and you know, what good does that do? It's just a sign. It doesn't change.
So you got 2 points?
I put up a sign, but I built a stack of razor blades out of, you know, for children to play on.
Christmas tree of razor blades.
But it had a sign.
Next hour, we will again focus on signs. This time, the inventor of the stop sign.
Nice.
Next time on Radio Law Talk. By the way, don't Google it, please, unless you're at home. You can, but
we won't.
By the way, Attractive Nuisance was the rejected name for Tinder. So,
God.
Well, isn't that your name on Tinder?
No, it's Unattractive Nuisance.
No, it was just his face. His face was used as a...
Yes, it was an unattractive nuisance.
Don't be like Todd. Do you think you'll ever get married from Radio Law Talk?
Oh, heck no.
He's quite a handsome man. Don't you think? I mean, I'm straight. I'm just going to say, but he's, don't you think, Denise, he's quite an attractive man for his age.
For his age, that qualifier.
And for his appearance.
Yeah, he's not so bad looking.
Look, the only way I can see I'm getting married is if for some reason I won the Powerball lottery. It was worth $1 billion. And only then, when it was well known that maybe I was about a year away from kicking off, that's when they'd be coming out of the woodwork.
You'd get 3 offers. Right, exactly.
Todd, forget that. You go marry the Powerball person.
Oh, now you're talking.
Sometimes a man's got to know his limitations.
Feeling lucky?
Just not going to happen.
Okay, let's talk to Murdoch. So we're talking about after this damning, terrible supposed evidence against the defense of the housekeeper coming in and saying all this weird things were happening, and you know, hey, just I was wearing these clothes, right? That's the clothes I was wearing, and et cetera, et cetera. What does, I don't care which one of you want to talk about it, how does defense use that to their advantage, Todd?
Well, you know, the first thing is, it's what the defense didn't do that was the first brilliant move.
Right.
Because a lot of people think that when the state puts on a witness and you go to cross-examine, your purpose in cross-examination is you got to poke holes and destroy and try to tear down, just have this Perry Mason moment where the minor witness actually admits that they were the murderer. Kind of look, you are not going to be able to sell that to a jury. All you're going to look like is a bully in the courtroom. Somebody who's already shed tears is going to shed more, and you look like an idiot, and you don't do anything for your client. So what do you do as the lawyer? You sit there and say, look, I can't do anything about the testimony that she was there, what she found on the bed. I can't do anything. But why did the police let somebody into an active crime scene? To go ahead and start cleaning up and going around. Now, that's evidence you can get out. You can see it. So you were called to the house. Yes. And when you got there, law enforcement was already there. Yes. And nobody stopped you from going into this house at a time when law enforcement has already testified. Well, they didn't know who the perpetrator was. Well, that is that's a lot of tampering or damage to an active crime scene. Way to contaminate that. And that's where the defense went in. They looked at it. They didn't say these are bad facts.
Smart.
They said, look, we cannot change. There's the facts beyond change about the facts that she was there. What can we use that is beneficial that we can get out of the state's witness? And that's where they went.
And did they ask about whether she saw any blood? Did they ask about if she had to clean up any? I mean, there wasn't any, right?
Yeah.
So they could ask a lot of questions that made it clear that she was not cleaning up the actual crime scene, right? That it was there was no blood, there was no,
right.
You know, there was no gun, there was no, you know.
But the crime scene is, though, it happened at the house, just outside the house, the murder.
Right.
And stuff could have been drug in or whatever. Yeah. But here's the whole point. You throw mud against the wall and something's going to stick. So all defense has got to argue beyond a reasonable doubt. Is there any doubt in your mind, right, jury? Look, there's tampering of everything with this lady going in there and cleaning up and putting stuff and doing stuff in the house, that there could have been something there that could have exonerated my client. And it's not there now because they cleaned it up and there's someone in there. And that can be, and all it takes is one juror going, I think that was a interesting thing.
It was,
and they were nice about it. They didn't like attack her.
It was the best way that they could have handled that witness. Does it mean that the jury is going to acquit? No, it doesn't mean that, but it's the best way they could have handled that, because it adds to their pile that they get to argue on close about why there should be reasonable doubt.
Two more very important witnesses we're going to talk about when we come back.
Well, do they have to concoct a story of what might have been taken away that could exonerate, or did they just raise
the
possibility?
Well, no, they did have to be flexible at the end because the facts are going to play out, right? And so they just have to be flexible about how they argue it.
More on that's coming up. Stay tuned. This is Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-251-7560, 800-251-7560, 800-251-7560. Co-pays and deductibles may apply. 800-251-7560. That's 800-251-7560. Sponsored by U.S. Medical.
U.S. NBC News update. More survivors have been pulled from the rubble of a 7.8 magnitude earthquake that hit Turkey and Syria. Two women rescued on Saturday are among 67 survivors who've been pulled from the rubble in the past 24 hours. According to Turkey's vice president, the death toll from the earthquake has now topped 24,000. Over a million people have been left homeless. 5 million people in Syria alone are displaced. About 80,000 people hospitalized from the earthquake. The Pentagon says it shot down a high-altitude object that entered U.S. airspace. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says the military had been tracking the high-altitude object over Alaska for 24 hours.
The object was flying at an altitude of 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight.
Efforts are currently underway to recover debris from the object. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is no fun. Who told you that?
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
So we got a Gene Secantor, who is the individual that handles like the retirement, not retirement, yeah, the retirement and or annuities and stuff for the firm. And then Miss Wilson, who also in the Murdoch trial we're talking about, right? Miss Wilson is the...
I think we got those backwards. Wilson
is the friend.
Wilson is the friend.
The friend. Oh, God.
Wilson is the friend who handles the annuities.
And Jean is the... Cause,
yeah.
So look,
her name is Jean. I think it's Seckinger.
Okay. All I got to say is Todd and Denise are going to talk about it. All right. So you're going to talk about Jean, right, Denise?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us who Jean is. And
sequentially.
If
we talk about Wilson,
okay, then Wilson first. Okay.
So there was a case, and it really didn't get into which kind of case, but there was a case that Murtaugh had where fees were going to be paid to the firm, and Murtaugh called his friend Chris Wilson, who's a local attorney, and they've been friends, and they had done work setting up annuities, which is very common when people get big payouts, but this was an annuity set up for the collection of fees on a case. And I think the testimony was that the annuity was set up because there may be a contest about the amount of fees. They wanted to keep it in a central spot location. Anyway, this annuity was set up for the firm's fees to be collected and deposited into that annuity. But Chris Wilson testified that Murtaugh told him, look, when money is paid out of this annuity, pay it to me individually, not to the law firm. And then, and that was as it was set up. And along around May of 2021, Chris Wilson calls up Murdaugh and says, I just got a call from one of your paralegals asking me where all this money has been going that they say should have been going to the firm. It was shortly after that. Remember, June 7th, so the next month, was when Murdaugh was supposed to, was required by the firm to come in and provide an explanation for funds that had been missing. And that is where we've got. And with that, we now move into the testimony from the financial individual at the law firm.
Yeah, Wilson also testified that he had loaned. Had never paid him back, but they were really good friends, so that wasn't that big of a deal to him. But when Jeannie Seckinger testified, she is the CFO, the chief financial officer for the law firm. And she had been investigating monies that were missing in the law firm, and she said she was asked, you know, if he made money and how Alex did. And she said that he was successful, but not from a work ethic standpoint. He was successful because he could build relationships, and he was good in getting people into settlements and having the clients like him. And then she said that she had just confronted Murdaugh the morning of the murders. That's super important. About hundreds of thousands of dollars in missing fees. Fees the firm eventually had to pay clients out of pocket. And rumor has it it's around $18 million, guys, not like minor. This has like been going on for like over 10 years. And then the attorney asked her, well, why do they have to refund it? And that's the prosecutor asked that question of her. And she said, because it was stolen. And he said, who stole it? And she said, Alex Murdaugh.
That's a lot of opioids.
And, you know, the yes, and the important thing about that, I think that's really super important, is that, to me, made the connection that the judge had decided. Because this testimony was outside of the jury. It was part of the testimony that was being given to the judge to determine whether or not he was going to allow financial information and the financial circumstances of Alex Murdaugh as part of this trial. Because normally he would not have allowed it. But that made the connection to the date of the murder and his financial circumstances became relevant to motive. And the judge, instead of saying, defense, you open that door, and we're going to let this in, which could be very easily overturned on appeal.
Yes.
He said there is a significant nexus between the financial circumstances and the date of the murder and the motive for the murder, and that's why he let it in.
Now here's the thing to understand. A lot of that testimony was outside the presence of the jury. And so this is what happens. We talked about early, I think it was last hour, we talked about how because of the nature of the defense's cross-examination, the prosecution was saying, look, they've opened the door to character evidence, and we should be able to bring in prior bad acts now. And so the judge, outside the presence of the jury, is essentially saying, all right, let me go ahead and hear what you propose to have presented in front of the jury. Go ahead. Jury's not going to be here. I want to listen to this because now the judge has to make a determination. Wait, is that going to make it so the jury now convicts because of how bad the other crimes evidence is if the evidence of murder is weak? Or is the jury still going to be focused on whether or not this is they're convicting him for murder and not because he stole some money? And the judge has to do this balancing act to see – all right, can this come in without being so prejudicial that it denies him the right to a fair trial? And they make the determination. And the court, in doing this, said, all right, I'm not saying that all prior bad acts come in because they, quote, opened the door on character. But what I am saying is, as it relates to motive for this crime, the evidence of the bad acts related to the finances can come in.
Well, that's smart because he's narrow at keeping it narrowed down.
Absolutely.
Because this is going to be appealed. No matter if he's guilty, it's going to be appealed. And
yep.
So you better set it up, judge, and prosecutors set it up right so you don't lose on appeal.
And that was one of the things that we talked about last week. Just because the door may have been opened, let's say the court ruled, yes, the door is open and all bad acts can come in, the prosecutors still have to sit there and say, well, do we really want to jeopardize the integrity of a conviction that after we have just – look, the defense for Murdaugh was alibi. I wasn't even there. And last week or 2 weeks ago, they introduced evidence that he can be heard on a Snapchat video at the location just before the murders occurred. That alibi witness is shot.
And his son's right. Snapchat that just died, that was killed.
That's right.
Right. And he says, oh, I wasn't there. And I mean, it was like just a short time right before.
Yeah, they heard your voice. Somebody identified it. And so the prosecution's sitting going, why would I want to... I would think, why would I want to jeopardize what really happened well for us by trying to get in this other act's evidence that do we really need it?
Right. So.
Yeah, exactly, because there are plenty of acts that they could have gotten in based on credibility, and that was what they were claiming had been opened the door to, right?
Yes.
But the bad acts on financial and the criminal acts on the financial side of it would have been extremely prejudicial. So it doesn't make sense that the judge would have let it in absent the nexus, absent it really tying into the date of the killings.
Yeah, Cal asked an interesting question when we were going into the break about whether or not does the defense need to present something for – and look, technically under the law, no, because the prosecution bears the burden of convicting beyond a reasonable doubt. But you got to remember, you got people sitting there in the jury pool. And it's like, okay, if the prosecution's – and this is just the way it works. If the prosecution's case doesn't hold water beyond a reasonable doubt, give me a theory that does. And motive isn't technically an element of murder. It's killing a human being with malice aforethought. But when you have a defendant saying, wasn't me, wasn't me, wasn't me, now motive becomes highly relevant because, look, these deaths, you may have had a financial motive to commit these crimes. I mean, we know that in the subsequent failed suicide, where he had an individual try to take him out, it was after he had opened up a policy that was supposed to benefit his other surviving son. Well, there's a motive, a financial motive, and they're looking to see if these provided financial motives as well.
If there had been life insurance policies on his wife and his son that were murdered, that also could have been a direct financial motive.
Absolutely.
But there were no life insurance policies on those two.
When we come back, we're going to tie, instead of, we'll do the breastfeeding case, but we got to get right into the Erica Jane case and her estranged lawyer husband who's been indicted, that's Tom Girardi, on some very serious issues. So we're going to get into another lawyer issue. By the way, he's 83 in an assisted living home, so I don't know if he's going to be in trial. So we'll be back.
Lots of great content still to come on the comprehensive Radio Law Talk right here on many local radio stations. And always at RadioLawTalk.com. And no charge either place, so stay tuned. The show will be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny and
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad.
to your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Ever on that stone.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So we've got a lawyer here, Tom Girardi, that is, by the way, very famous for a couple of cases. The two most famous cases, the 1993 Aaron Brockovich case where it was on TV, they had the movie. He was one of the main lawyers that helped on that case.
He was the main lawyer.
Yeah, that handled a $460 million lawsuit that they settled for the residents of Hinkley.
And that was against PG&E.
Yeah, right, against PG&E. And what a huge, back in 1993, $460 million is probably like $1 billion now. I mean, it's just a massive amount of money. And then he did the famous Indonesian plane crash. And that's where they're arguing that he stole some of the money from the clients out of apparently the trust fund, et cetera, et cetera. Denise, and Todd knows a little bit, but Denise, for sure, because you have your own practice like I do, what has happened to us, you and I, because of Tom Girardi doing that? The bar has changed their rules, and they're much stricter on looking at the trust fund.
Right. In California, we used to have one state bar for lawyers. And that bar did all kinds of things, including politics and including collection of the fees you pay to maintain your license and all of that. That bar split. And after that bar split, it came out with Tom Girardi that he had had repeated disciplinary complaints that were brought against him by different people that the bar had just overlooked or not really addressed. And it would have been going on for years, not just once or twice, years. And it involved what would normally be an absolute disbarment,
right,
which is taking of trust account funds.
And put, yeah, for your own.
Right.
Yeah.
And so when attorneys get money, either on a case for their clients or they get money from their clients to be retained, it goes into an attorney trust. And the safe bar.
Right.
And it sits there. And the safe bar gets the interest on that.
Right.
That helps to fund the programs to help people who have been hurt by attorneys.
Right.
And now, just this year it started, have to now provide information to the state bar on our attorney trust accounts and balances at the end of the year.
Right.
And next year, or maybe the end of this year, they're going to start auditing. So they've already put everybody on notice.
Right.
You guys are going to be audited. In my particular case, I hold monies a lot of times for the parties in a divorce until they agree how that money is going to be divided.
Right.
These accounts are not attorney-client trust accounts. They're what's called a for-the-benefit-of account. It goes in my name. I can't do anything with that money except hold it. I'm holding it in a constructive trust for the parties. The parties get the interest. That's the important part of it. The parties get it. But those FBO accounts are still considered client trust accounts because I'm holding the money for the parties.
Yeah.
So I have to disclose those now to the state bar, and I have to, at the end of the year, I have to say every single balance. So now we know that we're going to get audited at some point, and we're ready. I've never not been ready for that problem, but it's just a lot of attorneys didn't operate like that.
Well, and not only that, it's just a lot of work.
It's
going to be, and it's the complete opposite of Michael Jackson. One bad apple didn't make the whole. One bad apple made the whole thing rotten. So it's now everybody's got to be just be. And again, the vast major majority of everything's fine, right?
Right.
But it now there's more steps and more overseeing and more. It's just difficult. It's not to do. It's more work. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. And literally, there are some areas of the law where you get the retainer. That's what you get paid. That's a flat rate retainer, and you never put it in a trust. So, you know, I think it's going to create a lot of work for the bar. But more importantly, it's creating a lot of work for us, and we have to provide it to our employees.
Right.
So our employee attorneys also have to be treated the same way. They have to be listed. They have to be tied to the accounts. They have to.
It's
a lot.
Yeah. Anyway, nobody feels sorry for us, Denise. But then, so what's happened? So the issue is here is he's been indicted. Obviously the Beverly Hills Wives of Beverly Hills, which I don't watch. I don't, you know, what is it called? Beverly Hills Wives? I don't know.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
His wife.
So I've heard.
Yeah. His wife is one of the wives there. So she is not at this time talking. She said she's going to talk. And I think we brought that up last time. But
she's been dismissed from many of these lawsuits and the civil suit. She has no criminal matters pending. But she has been dismissed, and I think it's just a matter of time when she will be dismissed from all of them because she had nothing to do with the law firm at all.
No. And then you know what? Allegations, he stole $18 million from the firm to cover his basically extravagant lifestyle.
And that amount is very similar to Murdoch.
I know. That's
Isn't that strange?
I didn't know that about Murdoch, that it was close.
Is that a standard lawyer number, like $18 million or something?
I don't know,
but his firm members had to cover that cost out of their own pockets.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch. Yeah, no, that's and then, this is not a small firm. So we're going to follow that. That's interesting. We're going to talk about Denise.
Well,
really
one other thing on Girardi.
Sure.
Girardi's son-in-law, I think
that's right.
He's already being charged criminally too because he worked with Girardi and he was one of the principals in the firm.
Right. So here's the interesting thing. And I was talking to Denise about this during the break because she does family law and divorces and child custody. And the question is, I said, Denise, do women sometimes, and I did search, I have no idea. I've never got a divorce. I don't deal with this. Do women sometimes try to use breastfeeding as, I'm going to say, because they call it a weapon to keep more child custody. And Denise was shocked. She said, yes. I'm like, really?
Yeah, it happens.
So tell us what's happened here. This Virginia mom is ordered by the judge to stop breastfeeding. And it's kind of interesting how, and this is a divorce case going on, and it's heated. Let's go through what's going on in Virginia and how this is kind of bizarre what the judge said.
The judge held in this case that the breastfeeding mother was interfering with dad's time with the child, the six-month-old child, because of the breastfeeding. And most people know that breastfeeding occurs when the child's really young. It's every 2 hours. And as the child gets older and older, then it's like maybe twice in the day, maybe we're feeding at night, twice in the morning. You know, it's around-the-clock schedule, but there are time that happens in between the feedings. And a lot of people, to make sure that their child is getting exclusive breast milk, because the goal is until they're 6 months, that's it, exclusively breast milk, the child gets the immunity from the mother, the child is going to have a healthier weight, you know, all these things. There's a lot of advantages, a lot of studies, a lot of research, a lot of, I think most people would agree that that's a very important thing for the child. Now, just because the child's breastfeeding doesn't mean the child, there's other ways that could happen for the child to be able to nurse or keep the breast milk. Most women, if they're in this situation, will pump. And it's very common that you would pump and store up milk in the freezer and then, you know, give the whatever 4 ounces, 6 ounces, 8 ounces, whatever's needed for the father to be able to feed and have time with the child. In this particular case, factually, the mother could not pump. She just wasn't able to. That's just the reality. Because it doesn't just matter how much milk you have. It matters about shape and, you know, all kinds of different things.
It makes it difficult then now. The judge, this is difficult for a judge.
Yeah, this would be a hard decision, right. But I think the judge is wrong.
Okay.
The judge precludes her from breastfeeding. That's wrong.
I disagree.
Well, we're going to come back. Todd disagrees. Wait, it's a shocker that Todd and Denise disagree on something. When we come back, we're going to find out what Todd and Denise disagree about breastfeeding. This is actually really interesting. We'll be back after this.
That'll be next hour, by the way. Don't forget, there's another hour of Radio Law Talk left, and it starts at 6 minutes after the next hour. And many radio stations step away from Radio Law Talk, and you can go to our website and either listen to the show live, 9 to noon Pacific, or listen to all previous shows we've ever done, indexed by topic and by date. That's Radio Law Talk. We're thankful you participate and listen any way you choose to do so. We'll be back at 6 minutes after the hour.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.